A long, long time ago, I was in my camp with my cousins and siblings, all of them, in fact, and it was a casual night with neighboring campgrounds all around, and we were extremely bored because none of us had better technology than the iPod Nano. Keep in mind, this was when I was around 6, maybe 7. All of these stories, in fact, were. But that was pretty much all we had technology-wise. But we didn't really care, because we had a lot of games to play there. we were entertained all the time, because of this. One of those games was called Zombies. Zombies was, basically a game of imagination, where all the cousins and siblings were played along with us, and that was probably one of the most fun games we had ever played at that campsite. What we would do was we would wait until it all went dark, around 9 o'clock, 9:30. We would get ready for the quote unquote zombie invasion. We would take BB guns and slingshots, quote-unquote armor, and we would have those little BB gun pellets, and we would put them all in a shiver robe that was next to all the rooms in the campers and with all the bunk beds. And basically, when the clock would hit 10 flat, we would begin the game. We would have about 30 minutes to get ready. The imaginary zombies would basically come out of the darkness, and instantly we would run out of the campers and shoot the bottles and cans that we had set up only minutes before we started. And on the last wave of the zombies, we would need to jump into the lake, climb into the John boat, and we would literally just drive them right into the middle of the Ohio River. And we'd shoot up the bottles and cans that we would also set up minutes before. But, you know, it was a really good game. Especially because it entertained us literally every single night that we played it. That was just one of the many stories, but here's another one. This is actually a really cool thing that we would do. We would basically put jugs in the middle of the lake and tie them to rocks, attached to strings, obviously. And basically what we would do was we would actually go fishing in the dark without fishing poles, and we would only use jugs and string. We would basically attach some meat to it, to the bottom of it. And to the bottom of the string, and we would put it all in the middle of the lake. We would have a John boat and a paddle boat, obviously, because that was our only form of transportation. And then we would basically just go ride it out to the middle of the lake and wait. But another funny fishing story was a little thing that my brother did. He basically, we were all sitting on the dock. It was me and all my cousins, and some of my siblings and everybody, basically. And we were all sitting there on the dock, eating Cheetos, dangling our feet into the water. And then, basically, we saw a slight glisten in, the water deeper out into the river. So, I was intrigued enough to go and take a look, so we got on the boat, and we walked out there, paddled out there, and we saw that it was a dead spotted gar. We basically stuck it in the boat and pranked our whole family and said that we caught it. But one thing I didn't like about the campsite, one little story I didn't like was, when I was sitting on the swinging chair, and I heard something in the distance that really sounded like a screech of an animal. But I thought it was just possibly a dog or a cat, so I just let it go. Well, what I came to see was a swan with an arrow that looked like it came from a crossbow going straight through its head. It was still alive, but looking fine and dandy, but I knew it wasn't right. So I looked to my right and saw a neighbor of mine standing with the crossbow. My grandpa called the animal hospital and the cops. The man was arrested, and the swan was treated and released. We saved that swan. Anyways, that's pretty much the end of this story time with me. I might do another story time about stories at my campsite. Anyways, hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening.